Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
The Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Kevin Jones, agent of the stars, Andrew Gribble. The Scribs Gribs. I don't know about that name, Scribs Gribs.
There's so many. It's about like the 85th, Scribble, 86th.
Yeah. I like the Gribs. It's easy.
Scribs, I like that. I'm going to go with that.
Scribs? You're going to take that? I think Mike Cairns gets credit for that.
Yeah, I attended Scripps Journalism School, so Scribs at Scripps. Stuff like that.
Okay.
There's too many.
What's like the original nickname you had?
I would say something like Gribs.
It's
been around for...
It's a classic.
Circa 1995.
It's like a Rolls
Royce. Is KJ good enough?
KJ's great.
I'm Boogie on social media, on Instagram.
What's the story with that?
Because I always have boogers in my nose. I swear.
Was that really why?
I've been known as Boogie for a long time.
Ew.
Really?
I got boogies. I got boogies. I mean, it's...
Listen, I applaud you for saying that. You could have said anything. It could have, like, you like the boogie, you like the nightlife, you like the boogie.
Was that a So I Married an Axe Murderer?
It is. Yes, it is. Great movie, by the way. Oh, underrated.
Fantastic.
Heed! All right, anyway.
I love Chicago.
I know you do. Chicago loves you, is what I'm told. Dave DiNatale, our producer today, coming in for the Thursday forecast. Zagura, Wilhelm, the Gribs.
All right,
and
guys.
Boogie Jones.
I won't call you Boogie.
Thank you.
I never knew that.
All right, guys. Let's get started here on the Thursday forecast.
Number one.
All right. First and foremost, gentlemen. Who will be the most surprising player let go by the Browns when they cut the roster down to 53?
Nathan?
We'll let Matt, you go first, and then we'll direct traffic over here.
I'm going to go on a stretch, and I'm going to say that Rob Houser does not make this football team.
He took my... That was the pick I was going to go with, because I think it's the E.J. Bibbs-Rob Houser game
battle
tonight. And I think Bibbs has played well ever since the rookie camp.
Okay.
Billy Wynn. I think the numbers are out there. Maybe this isn't a big surprise. I think they'll try and find a trade partner with him, but I think Billy Wynn is done here.
That makes me sad. I like Billy Wynn. I think he's a good player. I think he's certainly one of the best 53 on this team. You just can only have so many linemen. Hopefully they're able to trade him and he goes to the spot that he can be productive at and be happy at, because he's one of my favorites. I think Phil Taylor probably was to the average person the most surprising cut, and I think it happened already. I think the candidates are Houser. I think they are Billy Wynn, and I think the other two that you have to look at would be, you know, Pryor or Maley at this point.
And I think another one that was a surprise to me, and maybe it wasn't others, but I was surprised how early Ishmaili Kitchen was maybe out of there, because I thought he had a good shot of making the team.
I didn't think he was going to make it, but I thought that he would make it to the 53, and I wonder if they did that to try to give him time to find a home, because he's ahead of Jacoby McDaniel in the depth chart. Now, the other thing is, too, though, Jacoby McDaniel can come onto their practice squad, whereas Ishmaili Kitchen cannot.
Number two,
guys. Will the Browns keep three quarterbacks on the 53-man roster once it's set?
I believe the answer is no. It's going to be Josh McCown, Johnny Manziel, and a quarterback on the practice squad who is not currently a Cleveland Brown.
If you don't think Johnny can throw in week one, yes, they'll keep three. But if he's ready to go for week one, I think you only keep two on the 53.
Only two. There will only be two. I think Thad, this is his last game as a Cleveland Brown.
I hope he does. Puts out some great tape and find the home. Love Thad Lewis. I think he keeps two quarterbacks.
Unless you count Terrell Pryor as a third quarterback.
Dr. Evil Face over here.
Yeah, there you go. Terrell Pryor. So I think it's two quarterbacks, and Terrell Pryor would be your emergency. Now, but the problem with that is, right, to be an emergency quarterback, do you have to be up, or do you have to be declared an emergency quarterback?
I mean, did we declare Taylor Gabriel as an emergency quarterback in the game?
Yeah, are we sure?
I think you can. Yeah. I think, Wilhelm, you probably know this better than I do. Can you have a third quarterback who's not active? Like, when teams carry three quarterbacks, is there, and that means neither of the first two can go back in the game.
Correct.
Are we sure that Terrell Pryor is a better quarterback than Taylor Gabriel?
Yes. I hope so.
You hope.
I mean, how could he not be?
Let's hope.
He can see over the line.
Yeah. I was kind of kidding, but kind of not.
Number three.
All right, guys. At least for now, the Browns' place-kicking battle has been determined. It's going to be Travis Coons getting it over Kerry Spears. My question is, though, will he be the place-kicker for this whole season?
I'm going to say the answer, he will be the kicker for the Cleveland Browns on opening day. And I believe that he will not finish the season as the kicker for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
I think the Travis Coons era will last multiple years. I think the Browns have found a young guy. Pett's very confident in this guy. New pressure situation for him tonight with Carey Spears out of the picture. So Travis Coons will be your kicker this season.
I agree with KJ because I think there's been a lot of free agent kickers out there that the Browns have passed on.
Connor
at least
Barth.
From what we know. I mean, like, so I think the guy's got a lot of confidence. And I think that guy's got to start kicking somewhere, and I think he's going to start kicking for Cleveland.
Strap on your seatbelt and get ready for a decade of Coons. I think he's going to be here for a long time. Reminds me of John Morrison, one of my favorite WWE wrestlers and a good friend of mine.
Who
California
doesn't kick a football,
cool.
You know that, right?
What?
Just so you know, John Morrison does not kick a football. But so how can he remind you of that? You can say he looks like your friend.
Attitudes.
Okay.
There's similar outlooks on life. I wouldn't be surprised if Travis Coon hangs out of the Palace of Wisdom.
Coons gave a little
Paul Kruger reminds
energy.
Me of a buddy of mine, the Ultimate Warrior. Remember back in the day? He was a wrestler, he was a football player. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had long hair. They had long hair was about the only similarity they have.
I think he comes out with a lot of confidence, though. He had no margin for error in this competition whatsoever.
And in Tennessee, he didn't miss a kick in his competition in Tennessee. He missed, I think, one kick in the entire time they ended up sticking with a veteran there. I like Coons.
I think it helped he played in Seattle. I know it's not going to be as windy there, maybe, as it will be in Cleveland in December, but he seems pretty prepared for it.
By the way, he has a bunch of Danny Shelton stories. The two played together at Washington, so we'll have to uncover those.
Yes, we certainly will.
Number four.
All right, guys, given with what happened with Deflategate today, do you expect Roger Goodell to be the commissioner of the National Football League 1 year from now?
I would say yes, but I think that the power that he has as the commissioner as well as the pay that he makes as a commissioner will be significantly different 1 year from today.
I think he still will be. He's got a lot of power. I don't know if this is enough to completely derail everything that's going on with his position. I think if he wants it, he's going to keep the position.
I mean, in the public opinion, he's a joke, but he'll still have his position. But you go to a random person on the street, they're not going to have a big opinion or a favorable opinion of Roger Goodell.
Yeah,
but
it's the game. It's the game, though. The game that people love.
Shame to the game. Right next to your wife. Shame.
Look how long Gary Bettman was the commissioner in the NHL. I mean, that guy would get booed anywhere he went. So it popularity is not
matter. Right. David Stern got booed at all the...
Yeah, I mean, so the guys are never popular.
No, they're not popular. But I just think he's done some bad things, some things that are bad for business.
He has an ego.
And he certainly does. One thing I wanted to let everybody know is our guy Disco Puma, Steve Mallon, who always knows what's up in the National Football League, says when they went to 46 active from 45, they eliminated the emergency quarterback rule. So there it is. So Terrell Pryor would have to be active if he were to play quarterback for the Browns if they lost both of their top two quarterbacks.
Interesting.
And finally,
number five.
College football season gets underway tonight, and one of the more notable games will be Jim Harbaugh's debut for Michigan as the Wolverines take on Utah. So, asking you guys, call your shot. Does Jim get a win in
no.
his debut?
Nate Orchard's alma mater, Utah. Tough place to play. Eric Weddle, my guy, Paul Kruger, who looks like the Ultimate Warrior. Utah beats Michigan, opens up the Harbaugh era with a negative note.
I'll take that one step further. I think Utah wins by 21-plus tonight.
There you go, Gribbs.
I'll take Michigan, just because you guys are taking Utah.
Yeah, you hater.
In honor of the kid, I'm going with a blue. And there it is.
I'm going to give you a boo.
That, the key guys, is the forecast.
Kid. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. Final thoughts tonight on the preseason finale, the Browns and the Bears. Coming to you from Red Ivy in Chicago. Come on out and see us. Have a cocktail. Get yourself two free tickets to tonight's game. You don't want to miss it. Four or five roster spots for your Browns on the line. They'll be decided tonight.